Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. One September morning, in the year 1501, young Michelangelo appeared before the city fathers of Florence, Italy, with a strange petition. He wanted a discarded block of marble. For years, that strange, ill-shaped stone had lain unused since another sculptor had ruined it while attempting to shape it for a place in one of the public buildings. For 4 years after Michelangelo asked for and received the block, he toiled diligently. When finally he laid down his hammer and chisel, the city applauded. Michelangelo had fashioned the boy David, a masterpiece of art which ever since has thrilled the world with its perfect symmetry, detail, and expression. What Michelangelo did with that rejected stone, God does with men and women. He turns bitter enemies into faithful servants. That's what he did with Saul of Tarsus. We'll be looking at that transformation in our studies on this broadcast. Yes, we're continuing our look at the book of Acts, and we're ready for Acts chapter 8. We'd like to remind all of you that we have study notes available for your use at home, so be sure to get our address at the end of the program and write to us. This is lesson 4 and page 4 of that particular lesson. This lesson begins with the persecution of Saul and the miracles of Philip. We are especially interested in Saul, whose name was mentioned first when he took part in the killing of Stephen. We shall see later how he was converted and his name changed to Paul. At this time, Saul was a rabbi or teacher of the Jews, like Nicodemus. But Saul was sure that this new teaching was of the devil, and he did his best to stamp it out. One of the deacons chosen in Acts chapter 6 to look after the money of the church was Stephen. You'll recall he was stoned to death. Another deacon, Philip, is now seen going to the city of Samaria and preaching there. Again, the Lord gave special miracles, and many of the Samaritans believed. The result was great joy in that city. One of these Samaritans was a sorcerer named Simon, who used to deceive the people by the power of Satan. Now he too hears the word and believes and is baptized. Simon noted that the apostles were able to give the Holy Spirit by laying their hands on people. He wants his power. He wants to buy this special power for himself. The apostle Peter tells him that unless he repents, his money will perish with him. Simon asks Peter to pray for him. To offer money for the gift of God was a terrible thing for Simon to do. Yet there are many people today who think that by giving money to the church, they will somehow win God's favor. But eternal life is a gift from God. It's an insult to a person to offer to pay for a gift. Let's look together at Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. That's Ephesians chapter 2, the 8th and 9th verses. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Thank you.
listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're continuing our studies in the book of Acts. Yes, and we're glad that you are listening. And if you have questions or comments, please send them to us. Our address will be given at the close of this 15-minute program. Now Philip meets with the eunuch from Ethiopia. We're looking at the last part of Acts chapter 8. While blessing and joy is being seen in Samaria, Philip is suddenly called away. No, he isn't called to some large city. He's called to a desert place. When he gets there, he meets a great man from Ethiopia. This man has been to Jerusalem to worship God and was returning in his chariot to his own country. As he rides along, he is reading his Bible. The Holy Spirit said to Philip to go up and join the Ethiopian in his chariot. Now the Ethiopian had been reading in the book of Isaiah, which tells more about Christ than almost any book in the Old Testament. He was reading in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, which tells about the sufferings of Christ. But the Ethiopian was not sure whether the prophet was speaking about himself or someone else. So Philip began to explain to him that the prophet was really speaking about Christ. He explained to him about Christ's death and resurrection. The Ethiopian immediately believed this grand story of the Lord Jesus, and to show his faith, asked if he could be baptized at once. This Philip was glad to do. But when he had finished, the Spirit took him away, and the Ethiopian didn't see him again. But Philip had accomplished this mission in the desert. We can be sure that the Ethiopian, when he arrived back home, would lose no time in telling the queen and others about the suffering and glorified Savior. Thus the gospel got to Africa through the faithful obedience of Philip. That concludes chapter 8 of Acts. Chapter 9 begins with Saul seeing the light. In his blind zeal for God and his desire to become a great man among the Jews, Saul now sought to persecute these Christians wherever they might be. So he went to the high priest and asked him for permission to go to Damascus and arrest all who believed in Christ, whether men or women, and bring them back to Jerusalem. He was doing the work of Satan while thinking he was doing the work of God. But when he got near Damascus, a strong light shone around them, brighter than the brilliance of the noonday sun. Then he saw the Lord Jesus, who asked him why he was persecuting him. Saul might have said, "I am only persecuting the Christians." But by attacking the Lord's people, he was attacking the Lord too. The great surprise to Saul was that Jesus is indeed Lord and seated in the glory of heaven. Jesus told him to go into the city, and he would then be told what he should do. Now Saul was blinded by the light, but the men who were with him led him by the hand into Damascus. Then the Lord spoke to another faithful servant of his, whose name was Ananias. He told him to go to a certain house and lay his hands on Saul so that he might get his sight back again. At first Ananias was afraid, because he knew that Saul had come in order to arrest all Christians. So then the Lord showed him that Saul would become a great servant of Christ and preach the gospel to many. So Ananias went and laid his hands on Saul, calling him brother. Immediately Saul regained his sight and was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul didn't lose any time before he began to tell others about the Lord Jesus. For Saul, this was dangerous, because the Jews were very bitter against anyone who changed his religion. Saul himself had just been persecuting these Christians, and what could he expect from the Jews when he was converted? Sure enough, they made a plot to kill him and watched the gates of the city day and night in case he should try to escape. But the Christians let Saul down from the top of the wall in a basket, and so he got away. When he reached Jerusalem, his troubles were not over. At first, the Christians there were afraid to receive him. But Barnabas came and helped Saul by telling the apostles his story. So they received him, and once again he began to preach about the Lord Jesus. Then we see the Greek Jews trying to kill him. Again the disciples helped Saul escape, and 15 days after he had arrived, he departed again, this time to Caesarea. From there he went to Tarsus, his hometown. After this, the Lord gave a time of quiet and peace, and the churches grew and multiplied. We can see how much it cost Saul to live the Christian life. But remember, God was working, as it were, on this human block of marble. He was turning an enemy into a faithful servant. God wants to work in your life. Are you willing to be molded by Him? We now close another study in the book of Acts. For those of you studying at home with the textbook, we'd remind you it's time to do the exams on lessons 3 and 4. And for the rest, we'd like to suggest that you write to us for information on this correspondence course. Also, send us your questions. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.